Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include activities in Europe mark 17th anniversary of Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Taipei, 660,000 petition signatures call for end to 17-year persecution. Members of the European Parliament support investigation of forced organ harvesting in China. Lions Club International convention attendees condemn live organ harvesting in China. 78-year-old disabled after forcibly injected with unknown drugs. And director of police station quits the CCP after six visits. Now for the stories. Activities in Europe mark 17th anniversary of Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. With tremendous courage, Falun Gong's peaceful resistance has awakened countless people around the world to the brutal persecution that the Chinese Communist Party initiated on July 20, 1999. In the past week, Europeans, from politicians to average people, were reminded that Falun Gong practitioners have now resisted the persecution for 17 years. In England, signatures on a petition protesting the persecution were collected in front of the Parliament building from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on July 20th. Locals and tourists from all over the world gave their signatures. 20 Parliament members sent letters of support and several came to the event. In their letters, several MPs strongly condemned the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China and called for help from the international community to stop it. Practitioners in Denmark held a candlelight vigil in front of the Chinese embassy in Copenhagen on July 20th in memory of those who were tortured to death. They asked the Chinese government to release all imprisoned practitioners. Ms. Wei Zaichen told embassy officials that 20 police officers in Chengdu broke into her house on May 27, 2015. They searched it, took the Falun Gong materials, computers, and cash, and arrested her sisters. Her sisters were badly beaten in the detention center. Her mother had a heart attack due to the shock, and her sister-in-law is being closely watched by the local police. Her sisters have now been detained for 14 months. She asked the government to release them. In Sweden, practitioners held banners in front of the Chinese embassy on the morning of July 20th, calling for an end to the persecution and for those responsible to be brought to justice. In the afternoon, they moved to Mintorget Square, a famous tourist destination in Stockholm, to demonstrate the exercises, reenact forced organ harvesting, and collect signatures. A similar rally was held in front of the Chinese embassy in Madrid, Spain on July 20th. Carlos Iglesias, the lawyer who helped practitioners in Spain file lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former communist leader, for his role in the persecution, spoke at the rally. He pointed out that the persecution not only broke Chinese laws, but also international laws. Iglesias believes that Jiang Zemin will be put on trial soon. He called on Chinese government officials who have gone along with Jiang's policies of persecution to see the writing on the wall and stop carrying it out. In Vienna, Austria, practitioners held a protest in front of the Chinese embassy in the morning and then moved to Stephansdom, a famous tourist spot, in the afternoon to raise awareness of the persecution. In Bratislava, Slovakia, local practitioners, along with those from Czech, held a signature collection downtown on July 19th. Practitioners also demonstrated the exercises. Tourists from Spain, Italy, Austria, as well as local residents, signed the petition.
Taipei. 660,000 petition signatures call for an end to 17-year persecution. Over 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners participated in a candlelight vigil at Taipei City Hall Square on the evening of July 17, 2016. The event was one of a series of activities held in many nations calling for an end to the violent suppression of Falun Gong in China since July 1999. Helping the Innocent. Chang Chinhua, president of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, said, "After former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin started to persecute Falun Gong 17 years ago, practitioners have been arrested, detained, tortured, imprisoned, made to do forced labor, and subjected to other types of mistreatment. Chang pointed out not only the scale but also the severity of the persecution, such as the killing of practitioners for their organs. With persistent efforts from practitioners, the atrocity has attracted attention in many countries. The United States House of Representatives passed House Resolution 343 last month to condemn the harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. In China, more than 200,000 criminal complaints have been filed against Jiang Zemin since last May. Over 1 million signatures have been collected in support of prosecuting Jiang, among which more than 660,000 came from Taiwan. Further efforts needed. Many government officials, professors, and lawyers were happy to hear that House Resolution 343 was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. "It's just the beginning," said human rights lawyer Chui Huang Chuan. Further efforts from more countries are needed to ensure that the freedom of belief is protected for Falun Gong practitioners. Tang Biao, a renowned human rights lawyer, said it is difficult for outsiders to understand the severity of the suppression, noting that Western society has not paid enough attention to this issue because these countries do not want to confront the Chinese communist regime for economic reasons. The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Seth Hirsch from Ohio in the U.S. came to know Falun Gong 4 years ago when he was 19. He said, "Someone gave me a bookmark that had the website with Falun Gong teachings. That was a turning point of my life." Seth said the practice brought him physical health as well as spiritual enlightenment. His relationships with his family improved and he became more considerate of others. While participating in the parade and candlelight vigil in Taipei, he often waved to tourists from mainland China. "I hope they can learn what Falun Gong really is, instead of being influenced by the hate propaganda from the Communist Party. After all, the world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
Members of the European Parliament support investigation of forced organ harvesting in China. Over the past several days, many Falun Gong practitioners in Europe have been visiting their representatives in the European Parliament, asking them to sign on a declaration to investigate state-sanctioned organ harvesting crimes in China. In conversations with members of the European Parliament and their staffs, practitioners have exposed the Chinese regime's harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. The situation in China has struck a sympathetic chord with many MEPs. As of July 13th, more than half have signed the written declaration. Honorable MEP Gerard Batten from the United Kingdom signed the statement to the European Parliament in the morning. Later in the afternoon, he stopped by the practitioners' appeal again and signed a different petition addressed to the United Nations. Mr. Batten commented that it was hard to believe that such large-scale organ harvesting and trafficking exists, but there is a great deal of supporting evidence provided in several independent investigation reports. He said, "The crime is as horrible as that of the Nazis. The rest of the world should pressure China to stop this crime. It is important to let the entire world know what they are doing. China is a communist autocracy. Large-scale organ harvesting can only happen in an authoritarian country." A lawyer and two-term member of the European Parliament, Mr. José Ribeiro y Castro, is already familiar with the Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes. He said, "The human rights situation in China is worrisome, especially the persecution of religious people like Falun Gong. Organ harvesting from living people is an intolerable crime." We discussed the organ trafficking issue, including the happenings in China in 2004 and 2005. "We must stop such crimes," he said.
Lions Club International Convention attendees condemn live organ harvesting in China. Over 20,000 representatives from 150 countries attended the 99th Lions Club International Convention held in Fukuoka, Japan on June 24th to 28th, 2016. Some Falun Dafa practitioners in Japan and Taiwan joined the convention to let club representatives know about the Chinese regime's killing of practitioners for their organs. The chairman of a Lions Club district said he was upset about the harvesting of organs from living people without consent and angrier at human organ trafficking. He said those people who participated in the live organ harvesting, whether intentionally or unintentionally, are not forgivable. Governor Paula Felicnik of a Lions Club district in New York said that every member of the Lions Club, being a humanitarian, should utilize his or her influence in the community to stop the forced organ harvesting, not just those in New York State, but also everyone in the world. Upon hearing that the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed a resolution in June condemning the Chinese regime for killing prisoners of conscience, mainly Falun Dafa practitioners, for their organs, many Lions Club representatives from the United States said they wanted to read the full content of the resolution and talk to their colleagues. Practitioners also introduced the documentary Human Harvest to convention attendees. The documentary, directed by Vancouver filmmaker Leon Lee, won a Peabody Award. Many attendees expressed interest in screening the documentary in their clubs to let more people know about the illegal organ trade in China. A few hundred mainland Chinese attendees also showed great interest and took some printed materials about the organ harvesting crimes. One Chinese representative said he is considering broadcasting the documentary in mainland China.
"78-year-old disabled after forcibly injected with unknown drugs." Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Zheng Kaiwan, 78, a retired teacher from Huchuan District, Chongqing, was recently detained at a brainwashing center by the local 610 office. He was injected with an unknown drug, which caused muscle atrophy, blurred vision, memory loss, and weight loss. Over 20 officers from the Huchuan District 610 Office, Domestic Security Division, and Yunmentown Police Station, as well as the local community personnel, arrested Mr. Zheng at 3 p.m. on June 12, 2016. He was carried into a police car and taken to the Wusun Brainwashing Center against his will. At the brainwashing center, he insisted on practicing the Falun Gong exercises, even though it was prohibited. He also went on a hunger strike to protest the mistreatment. The officials tried to force-feed him, but failed. He tried to tell them that the persecution of Falun Gong is wrong. One official told him that he wanted him to die. Five officials held him down, drew blood, and injected some unknown drugs around his liver and spleen, claiming that it was a physical exam. The drugs made him delirious, resulted in muscle atrophy, and he became emaciated. The police officers and officials feared that he would die at the brainwashing center, so they took him home after 2 days in the center. At home, Mr. Zheng still experienced body muscle atrophy and extremely long-lasting pain in his entire body. His head felt very painful and tight. He also had blurred vision, memory loss, insomnia, and urinary incontinence. He became bedridden, extremely thin, and had to be put on a liquid diet.
Director of police station quits the CCP after 6 visits. It took me 6 visits to persuade the director of my local police station to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. After each visit, I looked at what I did and found where I was lacking. I ultimately became more compassionate toward him and sincerely tried to improve and save him. Here is the story. One afternoon, local police officers broke into my home and immediately began to ransack the rooms. I tried to tell them about Falun Gong and the illegal persecution, but they did not listen. They confiscated my copy of Duan Falun and left. They called me the next day and asked me to go to the police station. I discussed my options with other practitioners. Their opinions varied, but many of them urged me not to go. However, I realized that Falun Gong is an upright practice, and there was no reason for me to be afraid of them. I went to the police station and met the director. I told him about Falun Gong and asked him to return my book. He shouted, "How dare you ask for your book? I can detain you." I replied, "Why should I be tamed? I didn't break any law. I practice Falun Gong to improve my health and become a better person." He pushed me out of his office. After I returned home, I recalled what I did and realized that I had a strong competitive mentality. My words were unkind and ended up pushing him away. He had been deceived and was also a victim of the persecution. I made up my mind to save him. I returned a few days later. Perhaps it was because my mentality changed, but his attitude was not as bad as before. I apologized for my behavior and tried to understand things from his point of view. But I also told him that persecuting Falun Gong is a crime, and that he could suffer the consequences someday, and that it may even affect his family. He calmed down and said that he had to follow orders from above. I told him, "Nobody else can be held responsible for your actions. You have to take care of yourself and make the right choice. If you're kind to practitioners in the future, you'll be blessed." I felt that he was gradually awakening. During my third visit, I directly told him about quitting the CCP. He agreed to think about it. I kept visiting him every few days. During my sixth visit, he finally agreed to withdraw from the CCP. He also returned my copy of Juan Falun. There have been fewer persecution cases in my area since then. I have Master to thank for his arrangements and protection along the way.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.